A core principle of Agile and Lean theory is that software development projects should seek to maximize business value. Projects should be judged not on their adherence to cost and schedule milestones, but on their delivery of value to the enterprise. Value should be delivered as quickly as possible, in small increments, and features should be prioritized based on the amount of value they deliver. DevOps, in a sense, is about setting up a value delivery factory, a streamlined, waste-free pipeline through which value can be delivered to the business with a predictably fast cycle time. Rapid feedback from production to development then allows us to optimize that value delivery machine. The idea of business value was central enough to Agile ways of thinking that it merited a place at the head of the 12 principles attached to the Agile Manifesto. Our highest priority is to satisfy the customer through early and continuous delivery of valuable software. Several of the signers of the manifesto later elaborated on this idea in their books. Ken Schwaber, the co-creator of the Scrum framework for agile development and a signer of the manifesto, speaks of Scrum's insistence on delivering complete increments of business value. Kent Beck, the creator of Extreme Programming, XP, pushes the concept a step further by saying that the XP team should only do things that add value to the business. Another signer of the manifesto, Jim Highsmith, declares that agile projects are not controlled by conformance to plan, but by conformance to business value, and then later makes a similar claim. In the final analysis, the critical success factor for any method, agile or otherwise, remains whether or not it helps deliver customer value. Strangely, although the idea of business value is so central to the agile way of thinking, most books on agility sidestep the question of what exactly business value is. Instead, they assume that someone from the business will determine what is valuable and how that source of value should be translated into features and priorities. In Scrum practice, this person is the product owner. The product owner is sometimes described as the visionary who steers the product and sometimes as the steward of business value decisions, the person who maximizes business value by making appropriate prioritization and scope decisions. In either case, the product owner provides the business value context to the team. Also interesting is the vacillation, shown in the quotes above, about whether the goal of agile development is the delivery of business value or customer value. Highsmith, you will notice, switches from one to the other in the course of 26 pages. The first principle in the Agile Manifesto is ambiguous. It speaks of satisfying the customer by providing value. Is business value the same as customer value? Many of the influential agile thinkers and writers come from product-focused software companies, so it is natural they would think in terms of customers and their needs. Product-focused companies earn their revenues by delivering value to customers, it is true, but is that value the same as what we mean by business value? The word customer is ambiguous in this context. If we take it to mean the buyer or user of a company's commercial software product, then the answer is no. While customers might want or value a particular feature, the business might not value giving it to them for reasons of cost, maintainability, or consistency with the company's brand or competitive positioning. Features that deliver customer value do not necessarily lead to increased revenues, or they can be more expensive to develop than the revenue they drive. On the other hand, we can easily imagine software features that are valuable to the business, even if they are not directly valuable to the business's customers. For instance, business intelligence reports, accounting functions, and procurement systems for supplies. Or, consider a business whose strategy is to deliberately lose the 10% of its customers that are the least profitable, the ones who cost too much to serve and provide little revenue in return. In this case, adding business value may mean deliberately destroying customer value. Of course, we do not have to take such a literal interpretation of the word customer. Perhaps the writers mean to include all of the users of the software, even if they are internal to the company.